The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
After months of battle between Hoxton Hotel and Yamamuri Izakaya in Dublin, the DJ and nightclubs events at Yamamuri Izakaya will end next month, with the Yamamuri restaurant continuing to operate as normal until the end of the year. In a joint statement, Yamamuri and Trinity Hospitality, the leaseholder of the hotel, said they had agreed a mutually beneficial solution that allows both businesses to operate side by side. Yamamuri have also shared plans for a new venue, or said they would share plans for a new venue in the coming weeks. We're joined by Sunil Sharp, DJ and spokesperson for Give Us the Night. Sunil, your reaction to this news?
Hi, Shane. I think, like a lot of people, I'm quite disappointed. I think this dispute has been ongoing for quite a few months now, but if you go back further, when the planning permission first went in, we're talking many years now, you know, over 6 years. And, you know, I think different voices in this conversation, not least our own group, saw that there could be problems afoot. And, you know, it wouldn't be the only place in Dublin where you've seen a hotel or a residential property come in beside an existing venue, and then problems start to increase where there perhaps wasn't problems before. It's a very complex situation, this one, I guess. Like, and I think what makes the Hoxton a little bit different is that it was previously a hotel, but there were a new amount of rooms put in there, and that's kind of when the problems started. And I think what I see this as is failed policy, and in a way this is a failed experiment of what the government and Dublin City Council is trying to promote, which is mixed use living, you know, where you have residential, where you have nightlife premises right beside them. And, you know, we need to do better on policy. I think this is a failure of policy. If you go back to 2020, when the planning permission went through, there wasn't a policy that really dealt with this then, at least not adequately. Then in 2022, which this development just missed the deadline for, I guess you could say, a new policy was put in place called the Noise Impacts Policy, which would have created better protections for Izakaya. But I do think if you kind of pull back the different layers of this whole situation, you'll see that it's not simply the hotel brands that's the villain here. You know, if people have a problem in Dublin with nightlife at the moment and the way it's going, it's with the money. It's with the money. And, you know, we're not moving the money out of the city. This is the way the city is going. And we do have to live alongside our neighbours, and we need to make situations like this work. And I just feel it's been mostly, not only, but mostly a failure of policy and a failure of a speeding up of the policy as well. I mean, we've been calling for changes to noise policy, not only in Dublin, but around the country for many, many years now. And the conversations about how hotels, for instance, will live side by side with venues and not force them out has been ongoing for a lot longer than that as well.
Just to play devil's advocate, though, does living alongside your neighbours not mean as well that sometimes, and at certain areas, you do have to moderate the noise levels? I mean, there are some examples in Dublin City Centre, I think, of excess noise. There's one premises, I won't say which it is, but I'm going past it on the Lewis, and I can hear they're blaring out music out onto the streets in the city centre. And I'm kind of thinking, that's noise pollution.
Yeah, it is. And there's some venues that take advantage of the fact that they can get away with playing music, blaring music on the street, almost as a kind of for people to take notice of them that they're there. You would see it in Temple Bar a little bit, and I know some of the residents around there, you know, have rightfully raised that. I think if people can manage the noise or the sound within their venue without disturbing people in adjoining buildings, then that's obviously what we're looking for. But I think it's different when you take the noise to the street outside of what would be deemed to be social or sociable hours, you know, for that kind of thing. So, yeah, listen, like I said earlier, like, this situation is complex, but it is, noise itself is a very kind of nuanced area, which means we have a lot of work to do on this. But I think in this case, And if we're talking about policies like the agents of change, which is effectively what we have with the noise impacts policy in Dublin City Council, like, you could argue, like, you know, one person will say, and in this case, that the agents of change were the hotel. They're the ones that are changing the situation here in a way. But on the other hand, like I said at the beginning of this, I mean, I believe that the agents of change here are the government and Dublin City Council, because this is their plan for the city. And in some ways, it's good for the city. It's good to have more businesses running. It's good to have more activity. It's in time. I know there's a lot of talk about living above the shop, but living above the shop also means living above the bar, living above the venue. And I think that part of the discussion is sometimes very conveniently sidelined, you know. And I think this is the reality of concepts like living above the shop and mixed use developments and all of these things. Yeah. And we need to start getting them right, and we need to sort of speed up and accelerate these policies, not just in Dublin. Dublin should set the precedence for the rest of the country. But as we've seen here, this unfortunately at this stage is a failed experiment. And if, you know, after all of this, I tell you who I had more of a problem with, and people mightn't agree with this, but I think this was a failure of both legal teams. I really don't think either side should be proud of the outcome here. I think they could have, between them, done a lot better here, and I'm very disappointed in them too. So
okay, all right. Listen, thanks for sharing your views. Anyway, Sonny the Sharp there, DJ and a spokesperson for Give Us the Night. Let us know what you make of it all. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.